Page 176. Who will be Ningthaw?
A king is called a Ningthaw, and a queen is called a Leima in Manipuri. This is a story from Manipur about what qualities make a good ruler. Read and enjoy.
Long, long ago, in the land of Kanglei Park in Manipur, there lived a Ningthaw and a Leima. They were loved dearly by the people.
The Ningthaw and Leima, on their part, never stopped thinking about their Miyam, their people. "Our Miyam should be happy," they said.
The people were not the only ones who loved their Ningthaw and Leima. The birds and animals too loved them. The Ningthaw and Leima always said, "Everybody in Kanglei Park should live in peace. Not only the people, but the birds, animals and trees."
Their beloved king and queen had three sons, Sana Jauba, Sana Yaima and Sana Tomba.
12 years later, a daughter was born. She was named Sana Tombi. She was a lovely child, soft and beautiful inside. She was loved by one and all.
The years went by, and the children grew up well. And then, one day, the Ningthaw called all his ministers and said,
"It is now time to decide the Tungi Ningthaw, the future king."
Page 177. The ministers were shocked. "But oh, Ningthaw, what is there to decide? Sana Jauba, your eldest son, will be our future king."
"Well," the Ningthaw replied, "that's how it happened in the old days. The eldest son always became the king. But times have changed. So let us select a king who is most worthy of becoming a king."
"We will have a contest to select the future king," the Leima said. And so, in the land of Kanglei Park, there was a contest, a horse race. Whoever reached the Kongnang, the banyan tree, first would be declared Tungi Ningthaw.
But then a strange thing happened. Sana Jauba, Sana Yaima and Sana Tomba, all three of them finished the race together. They were expert riders, and all three reached the finish line at the same time.
There was great excitement. "Look at them!" the people shouted. "Shagol, Thopa, Nyupa, such fine horsemen!" But one question remained. Who would be the Tungi Ningthaw?
The Ningthaw and Leima turned to their sons. The Ningthaw said,
"Sana Jauba, Sana Yaima and Sana Tomba, you have proved that you are fine horsemen."
Page 178.
"Do something different, each one of you, so that we can decide who will be Tungi Ningthaw."
Suddenly, Sana Jauba mounted his horse and held his spear straight in front of him. He looked around. There was a hush among people. "What is Sana Jauba, the eldest, going to do?" they thought to themselves.
Sana Jauba then looked at the huge Kongnang standing majestically in the distance. He pierced the tree and jumped his horse right through it.
"Bravo! Bravo!" the people shouted. "Tauro! Tauro!" And then they fell silent.
Now it was the turn of the second son, Sana Yaima. What would he do? Sana Yaima too looked at the Kongnang as he mounted his horse. Then he too rode towards the tree, harder and harder. The people watched in silence, afraid even to breathe. When he was really close, he urged his horse to jump. Higher and higher the horse rose, until horse and rider jumped clear over the huge tree and landed on the other side in a wonderful motion.
The people breathed in relief and said in unison, "Paje! Paje! Wonderful! Wonderful!"
And now it was the turn of the youngest son, Sana Tomba. He too rode his horse towards the Khongnang, and before anybody knew what was happening, uprooted it. Triumphantly he carried the tree to the Ningtha and Lama and laid it at their feet. Shouts of "Thoro! Thoro! Paje! Paje!" filled the mountains.
The people grew restless. Why were the Ningtha and the Lama taking so long to make the announcement? Page 179. They craned their necks to see what was happening.
The Ningtha and Lama were watching Sana Tombi, their 5-year-old daughter. She looked sad and lonely. She stared at the Khongnang, which lay dead by the throne. Birds flapped worriedly around, searching for their homes in the tree. Sana Tombi walked up to the Khongnang and whispered,
"The Khongnang is dead. It was hurt by the spear, and now it is dead."
The people were all attention. The Ningtha stood up. He looked at the 3 boys. He looked at the little girl. He turned to the people. "If anybody is worthy of becoming the ruler," he said, "it is little Sana Tombi. It was she who told us to look at the soul of the Khongnang."
Page 180.
Sana Tombi feels the pain of others. She feels the pain of the people, the animals, the birds, the trees. "I declare Sana Tombi the future Lama of Kanglai Park," the Ningtha said. A silence fell. Everyone turned to look at the little girl, their future queen. There she stood, all of 5, like a small Khongnang, with birds flying all around her. They sat on her shoulders and on her head. She held out her hands full of grain, and the birds flapped about her, pecking at the food. A Lama is one who doesn't hurt anybody in the kingdom.
Story by Indira Mukherjee. Page 181. New words. Peace. Quiet. Worthy. Deserving of. Contest. Competition. Spear. Hunter's weapon. Triumphantly. Victoriously.
Reading is fun. 1. Name the place in Manipur where the Ningtha and Lama ruled. 2. Why did the people of Kanglai Park love their king and queen? 3. Why did the Ningtha want to choose a future king? 4. How did the king want to select their future king? 5. What kind of child was Sana Tombi? 6. Have you ever seen an animal or a bird in pain? What did you do?
Let's listen and talk. 1. Where is Manipur on the map of India? 2. What language do the people of Manipur speak? 1. Assamese. 2. Mithailon. 3. Mizo. Page 182.
3. Who do you think should have been made the future king? Sana Jauba, the one who jumped through the tree? Sana Yaima. Sana Jauba, the one who jumped through the tree? Sana Yaima, the one who jumped over the tree? Sana Tomba, the one who uprooted the tree? Why do you think so? Who was made the future queen and why?
Word building. 1. Say aloud the following names in your mother tongue. In Manipuri, Ningtho, Leima, Miyam, Kongnang.
2. Write the meanings of the following in English. Tungi Ningtho, blank. Thauro, Thauro, blank. Pajay, Pajay, blank. Shagol Tauba Nupa, blank.
Page 183. Fun with sound words. Some interesting words sound like the noises for which they stand. You use a different tone of voice when you say these words. The voice becomes louder and more forceful. For example, zoom went the car, bang went the door, pip pop flippity flop, pip pop flippity flop. Say the following and write what would make these sounds or actions. Click, blank.
Chirp, blank.
Whisper, blank.
Bravo, blank.
Oh, blank.
Ah, blank.
Hurrah, blank.
Alas, blank.
Wonderful, blank.
Hi, blank.
Ho, blank.
Hop away, blank.
Language use. 1. Read the lesson carefully and put a circle around all the action words with ed at the end. Then write them in one column and their present form in another. One is done for you. Page 184. Action words with ed at the end. Admitted. Action words in present form. Admit. Blank, blank.
2. Fill in the correct word in the blanks and complete the story. In a forest, there blank, live, lives, lived, a goblin named Cruel. One day he blank, meet, met, meets, an old man wandering in the forest. Immediately, Cruel, blank, leap, leaps, leapt onto the old man's shoulders and blank, order, orders, ordered him. Let's go, move fast. The frightened old man, blank, obey, obeys, obeyed the nasty goblin and blank, walk, walks, walked on. As they blank on, move, moves, moved, he blank, notice, notices, noticed that the goblin's feet were very tender. The old man blank, ask, asks, asked, Cruel, sir, how are your feet so soft and tender? Cruel, blank, reply, replies, replied. I have taken a vow that I will not touch the ground with my feet till I wash them. They soon blank, come, comes, came to a pool. The goblin blank, instructed the old man to wait for him while he, blank, entered the pool. The old man, blank, thought to himself, "Now that the goblin has wet his feet, he does not need me. Let me run for my life, or he will surely eat me up."
Page 185.
So he, blank, ran off.
3. Make a list of the action words from this story. ED action words. Live, lived. Blank, blank. Irregular action words. Meet, met. Blank, blank.
Project work. 1. Sit in groups of 5. Now, each student will tell a story. Decide which story was the best and declare a Ningthaw or Lama of the group.
2. Find out stories about other great people's lives and their childhood and write these in your notebook. Collect at least 2 such stories and share them with your friends. You could think of famous scientists, religious people, freedom fighters, brave children, astronauts, artists.